I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Recently, I spoke with Marlon Lee. He's the executive director of the Calumet Theater in Calumet. They had a planned rollout of their 120th anniversary season for later this week. That's been put on hold. Here's the details with Marlon Lee.
Of course, this is such a fluid situation with things changing day by day. And last week on Friday, our board of directors met. And at that time, the state, the governor had mandated no, you know, gatherings over 250 people. And so in an attempt, we were thinking to try and be safe, and but have some normalcy, you know, not feed into all the widespread panic.
Right,
we thought, okay, we're going to go ahead. We'll limit the number of seats, sold. The theater, I mean, we were going to cap it at about 200. The theater seats 700, and we got two levels. So we figured, okay, there's ample room for public distancing. We'd have the hand sanitizer on hand, so forth and so on. And then, lo and behold, you know, I sent out this press release over the weekend on Sunday. I wake up the next morning and I go, well, I'll have to retract that.
And it's all different now. So now this is in reference to the big season rollout you were going to be doing on Friday. What is going to be happening now? What are you going to be sharing with folks?
Okay, well, of course, the show that was scheduled for Friday, which was on the exact date 120 years ago that the theater opened, we were going to have a performance by Eric Hoskin in our season rollout, reveal our season schedule. As of now, the plan is to reschedule Eric Hoskin for sometime likely in the summer. And then as far as the season rollout is concerned, we're looking at doing it online and releasing the video and the schedule online. Now, fortunately for us, I guess, in one regard, is that we had shows coming up in April, but they were not theater-sponsored shows. It was not shows that we booked. It was things like the Calumet High School had a production. We had the National Park Service History Smackdown, a few events like that. Our first theater book show is not set till the middle of May. So we're hoping and praying and keeping our fingers crossed that, you know, that we'll see the other side of this whole thing soon, and that we'll be able to, start the schedule at that point. So bear in mind, whenever we do release the schedule, and I'll have to let you know, we haven't set a date yet, but we'll do, have it on the websites and probably have some kind of watch party on Facebook and what have you. That information I'll share with you when we decide on what date. But, of course, bear in mind that we have to see how this thing develops. And
Of course, that's the challenge here. You know, I mean, one of the things that you and I both have a long background in is also with putting on shows and entertainment and music and that sort of thing. And this is really hitting that industry particularly hard. A lot of artists are looking for work, but their jobs are getting canceled and whatnot. And as you mentioned, this is a fluid situation right now, and at the Calumet Theater, Marlon, I know you're working on that and managing it as best as possible because you want to bring these shows to the people and you also want to support those performers.
Well, yeah, and one thing I do feel pretty certain about is that, of course, we hope that there's going to be a pretty significant economic impact worldwide and certainly in our neck of the woods where there hasn't been a confirmed case. Of course, here in the Upper Peninsula at this point, but I did talk to somebody at CDC, and they said, well, it's inevitable that it's going to happen. It's going to touch everywhere at some point in time.
Right.
You know, I would think once that all of this kind of gloom and doom and is lifted and this is under control, after being holed up, people are going to be wanting to get out.
Well, let's give them the website information where you have everything, all the updates. I know you got the Facebook links and everything there. How do people stay in contact with you to see what is going to be going on with the Calumet Theater season?
Yeah, it would be calumettheater.com. And then, of course, our Facebook page where we also have a Twitter account and so forth. So, calumettheater.com.
That's Marlon Lee, Executive Director of the Calumet Theater in Calumet. For Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.